Meditation 21. Stop, look, and listen. We're going to do something different today. Settle yourself so that as we talk, you're comfortable. And let's use our breath to focus us to experience this moment. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. I may not remind you of this later, but continue to do this with intention. You may find it easier to listen and contemplate if your eyes are closed. So, if you're comfortable with this, please gently close your eyes. You are comfortable. You're breathing with intention, and your eyes are closed. You should feel an immediate sense of relief. Hang on to that. When I was learning how to drive, my aunt, who taught me, would always tell me to stop, look, and listen when I came to a stop sign. Now thinking back, that was sound advice for driving and ensuring my safety and of those around me. But as I examine my moments with greater clarity through mindfulness, I realize how perfect advice this is for life. Let's imagine today is Monday. What happens for us on Mondays? For me, in the early morning, I cringe because I know I will have emails already sitting in my inbox from someone who decided to work on their weekend. My cringing is anxiety tinged with a bit of frustration. Before I even start my day, I'm already off on the wrong footing. By incorporating my aunt's driving lesson into my life, I stop, look, and listen. What's going on inside of me? What's going on around me? Stop, look, and listen. When frazzled, upset, busy, or even when you're just feeling joyful, let's experience ourselves right then and there. Stop what you're doing and ask yourself, why are you doing it? Why do you feel the emotions you feel? Look around you. What is going on in your environment? Listen to the sounds around you. Mindfulness allows us to experience the moment, the now. Let's make a conscious effort to do that. When we find ourselves in an emotional place that we do not desire, change it. When we find ourselves happy in our emotional place, savor it. I hope you are calm and continuing to focus on your breath. Your mind may be all over the place, mostly in the past, because of my questions. However, think on one thing for the future, incorporating stop, look, and listen into your day. This can be easy, I promise. Begin by just stepping away from school or work a few times a day. If not physically, at least with your thoughts. Count the number of times you stand up and move away from your desk. Chances are, they are few. Change that. Just by remembering to count the times you get up, you will want to increase those mini breaks. on those breaks, those stops, I hope you can look and listen, both internally and in your environment. Connect yourself to what is going on for you. Learn to tap into yourself as often as you can. I wish you the very best, often and always.